Well, let's also be sensible about how we look after our elderly in the coming months ahead. It is going to be a really rough time for everybody, but particularly for elderly people who are already often living alone, being told to self-isolate, or indeed many weeks before the rest of the population. Well, let's talk to Carl Knightley, who's Chief Executive of Faith in Later Life. They're a charity that's sponsored by five Christian charities who all work with older people. Good morning to you, Carl.
Hello, good morning.
I mean, it's an incredibly worrying time. I know a lot of elderly people getting very concerned, and a lot of people like myself who are worried about our elderly relatives and neighbours.
It's a real time of concern. I think we all want to protect older people, but there's so much anxiety out there, and often older people are already lonely and isolated.
And that's the thing, isn't it? And I'm thinking, I have to say, one of my thoughts this weekend was, God, I'm really lucky I like my other half, because, you know, we're going to be spending a lot more time together. I mean, I hope we still like each other after a few months in isolation. But actually, you know, at least we've got people for company. But, you know, I'm telling you, the grandparents of my family, you know, we can't visit you. You can't visit us. We're a risk to you right now with a child still at school. Realistically, you know, those who live alone are going to get very lonely.
It's going to be difficult. It's probably going to get more difficult. And that's why it's so important that we take stock of those around us and see how we can reach out to support them to help alleviate that loneliness.
Okay, well, let's talk through what we can do. Because on Friday when I got home from work, I wrote emails to two neighbours of mine who we've been in contact before about other things. I know, you know, elderly, and one of them has been unwell. Just wrote an email saying, look, you know, we're next door. You know, here's my mobile number. You call me if you need me to do your shopping or anything you need. You know, we're next door. My husband's able-bodied. You know what I mean? We can do jobs for you and stuff, but just let us know if you need anything. And we heard back. But I'm thinking maybe, you know, writing a letter and sort of printing it all out and just dropping one through the door of everyone in the street, because I don't know most of the people in my street. And I don't know if there are going to be people who are ill, who are elderly, who live on their own, who don't have anyone to help them.
Exactly right, and we're starting to see a movement of people actually doing exactly what you've just said, writing those letters, and I sent some leaflets through the doors on my road at the weekend, and actually 15 minutes after getting in, the first phone call arrived from an elderly lady who was really appreciative of that support. And so whether it's your street or your church or whatever your social group context is, let's remember those people and actually see how we can continue to remember them, even if they have to stay behind their door.
I was thinking, I mean, that was my thought, was, you know, I'm a healthy 51-year-old. I've got my child, and thank goodness we're not having to worry about children at this time. That's the only saving grace of this virus. And, you know, got my husband, and you know, I'm financially secure, and I'm thinking, phew, I've got a lot of things to be very, very grateful here right now. Worried about, very, very worried about elderly relatives, as I know many people are. But at least I'm not having to worry about myself, and I can't imagine what it must be like to be on your own, perhaps a family, children, grandchildren, many miles away, or no family at all, and worrying that you're going to be on your own for the next 4 months.
And, you know, when you're struggling with health, as it happens, or you're, you know, frail, or whatever it might be, those anxiety levels being raised will make things worse, and your health may even suffer.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people are talking about the wartime spirit and so on and so forth. I don't know about that, but I do know that it is important. This is the time where we need to really think about how we respond as a community.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we would encourage anyone, just, you know, we all live somewhere community. Lots of people, especially where I live in London, people don't tend to speak to their neighbours unless they're making complaints about noise. If everybody just drops a note to the houses, you know, house opposite, next door, and on both sides, just drops a note saying, hi, if there's anything I can do to help, get in touch. If we could all just find out who might be needing help in the coming months, it will make such a difference to people's lives, won't it?
Absolutely right. It doesn't take much. And, you know, actually, there's templates floating around.
Yes.
If you just want to print one off and put them through doors. And those people who receive those letters might not need your help, but it might be just having the knowledge that someone actually cares.
Yeah.
Really affects them and impacts them positively.
Absolutely. Carl Knightley, he's Chief Executive Officer of Faith in Later Life.